Welcome everyone to day 20 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Halfway through. Well, we have to get through today. Let's start by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat, finding that sense of groundedness. Feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body just resting. I'm taking a moment to sort of just settle in, check in with yourself how practice is going at this kind of halfway mark. I take a moment to connect to your intention that you connected to at the beginning in a non-judgmental kind of way. And continuing our discussion of right action today, so yesterday was a sort of don't kill, don't harm. And today is don't steal. And, you know, these things sound like commandments, but I want to sort of invite you to consider what your relationship is to your resources, to time, to space, and how you're using those things. And are you using more than you need? And of course, you know, we're a particularly group of privilege and abundance, and I want to recognize that. And so the invitation is not to sort of be more austere or to get rid of things or to try to, you know, sort of lean into any kind of scarcity, but just noticing. First of all, just noticing the abundance that we have of resources, of time, particularly leisure time. For many of you are retired, so you have time on your hands. And space, we take up a lot of space. And so first of all, just noticing and acknowledging that we have this, that that's a wonderful thing in a sense of gratitude and appreciation for what we have. And also, from that sense of appreciation and gratitude, being able to wish that everyone had this. So including that in our sense of appreciation. So it's not like I have to get rid of everything that I have the great fortune, good fortune to have, but to really lean into that sense of connectedness to everyone, to all sentient beings. May everyone have this. And that's really a great use of acknowledging and appreciating what we have. And to notice how that lands on your heart when you sort of are able to acknowledge what you have, appreciate it, and also send out that wish that everyone have what you have. That's a really good, just a really good use of our own abundance. So I want to invite you, as you go through your day and as you go through your practice, let that be the ground of your practice today and an awareness that may everyone have what you have. So let's practice. So again, taking our seat, feeling that sense of groundedness. Also the great abundance and opportunity that we have to even practice. What it takes to be able to practice and practice together. So that's really a lovely thing. May everyone have access to these practices. And And then from that sense of being grounded in those wishes, feeling the length of your back. So upright, but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. Allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, a sense of opening and softening in front. Connecting to that tender heart. A tender heart that appreciates, that acknowledges, and can wish it for others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together.